This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. So I am joined right now by Zara Weil. Hello, how are you doing?
Great. Very, very nice. Looking at a grey sky with sun trying to come out. It's really pushing it, but it's not getting very far.
So tell me, where in the world are you right now? Tell our listeners.
Right now, I'm in the middle of a couple of mountains, deep in the French countryside. And there are goats, and I can hear donkeys sometimes in the background, and there are badgers dashing around. There are kind of end-of-season crickets. There's my dog named Spot, and just a lot of mice now, too. There are lots and lots of mice who come running into the house and jumping into the kitchen.
Now, apart from the mice there, you've described a pretty idyllic way of life, I would say. The mice would probably freak me out, to be honest. And it leads us very nicely into your brand new poetry book.
Yeah, it's pretty much about nature and a lot about the animals, for sure.
So your book is called Cherry Moon, and it is jam-packed with beautiful poems and wonderful pictures as well. Can you tell us a bit about it?
The book was inspired because when I guess I must have been about 7 or 8, and I went to a little patch of woods with my father, but to me it seemed like a whole forest. And I remember holding his hand because all of a sudden the trees got this beautiful shade of green, like they were neon or something, and the sky turned into wisps of pink, and squirrels ran up the tree and birdies flew out between the branches. And it was electrifying, and I just felt so at one with this wonderful wild world, and I always wanted to be part of that world. And I think when I wrote Cherry Moon, I was thinking back to that very significant time for me, and thinking back to that little patch of woods, and thinking back to the sky and trees, and I just knew I had to put it all down in writing so that other people could experience it the same way that I did and feel almost as though their whole being had become electric with excitement and happiness.
Well, you definitely get that across, because in reading the book, I feel like I'm taking that walk through the forest with you. It's amazing.
Oh, that's exactly what every author wants, because we want our readers to walk in our shoes, to see the world the way we see it.
And it won an award, is that right?
It did, and it won this really fantastic award called the Clipper Award, which is organized by CLPE, that do so much to promote fantastic education in the UK. And they have an award every year for the best poetry book for kids. And for some magical reason, Cherry Moon won that award. So I was really, really, really thrilled and happy and completely and totally surprised by that award. So that's how it happened.
It's well deserved. And also I think poetry is kind of forgotten about, especially for kids. People don't realize it can be fun and interesting and exciting.
I think poetry and children just are always walking down the road arm in arm, because poetry is so full of primary thoughts and words and fun ways of saying things, and a child's world is full of play, and it's full of rhyme, and it's full of syncopation, and it's full of rhythm, and a good poem has all that in it. And I think that children and poems are being taken up again in education, as well they should.
Well, I think it's also helpful that, as your book proves as well, you know, not every poem has to rhyme. It doesn't have to be a long, epic kind of 3-day adventure. It can be a little bit more rule-breaking.
Yes, it can be a way of opening up. It's like opening up a little bit of a door to the world. And you're never quite sure what you're going to see through that door. Maybe you're going to see a little sparrow flying. Maybe you'll see a mountain. Maybe you'll see something big or something small or something ugly or something beautiful. You don't know. And a poem invites you to open the door a little bit and see something you hadn't seen before. And it does something else as well. It allows you to see the world with the way you might see it if you had a paperweight and you turn the paperweight upside down and all the little snow fluttered down. And I think that's often the way that a poem helps us see the world, as though it's changing and the snow is all fluttering down and you think, oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Now, do you have any advice for our listeners who maybe are aspiring poets?
I think the main advice I would say is that everybody is different. Everybody has a story to tell. Everyone has dreams that they dream at night that nobody else in the world dreams. And I think that everyone has something to say. And putting your thoughts down on paper with words that are interesting and fun and that have a lot of muscle to them and that go together one after another is a great thing to do. And the most important thing to remember always in your heart of hearts is to trust yourself and not say, oh, that's not right, oh, I shouldn't say it like that. You can say it any way you want, and then you can come back and re-look at it and redo it and work on it with a teacher. But the most important thing is to know that what you have to say is yours and no one could ever take that away from you.
Oh my goodness, that's great advice. You know, when I was younger, I wanted to be a poet and I even made my own poetry anthology. I wish you'd been around to give me
advice. Oh,
well, excellent advice.
It's never too late.
My goodness, can you imagine next year I'll be interviewing myself. It'd be very exciting.
Very exciting. You might win a big prize.
Oh my goodness. I don't think I could quite live up to your expectations just yet. Your poetry is beautiful and it makes you feel like you're, like I said, like you're in the forest, like you're part of the trees and the wind and the mountains. I wouldn't be doing my job properly if I didn't ask you to read a poem for us, if that's okay.
I would be delighted to read a poem. This is a poem that I wrote to a rock.
Excellent start.
And it's called Don't Be Bored, Rock. Don't be bored, rock. Once you were orange fire thundering down some mountain slope or hurtling silver sleek through deep sky. Maybe you were thrown up sputtering red by an ancient fuming volcano or born with a planet in a starless galactic bang to be carved sharp by ice, rounded by raging wind. But whichever it was, being still now is good. After all, you have so much to remember.
Oh, that was so lovely. That's so nice. Oh.
And there's just, see, we just think it's a little rock, but it has a big history.
So much story to it. Yeah, I love it. I mean, I loved just everything. You know, you do certain pages where it's a haiku for a flea and a whale and rain. And it's just looking at things in a different way and realizing there's so much more story and adventure to things that we maybe take for granted.
That is exactly, you hit the nail on the head. That is so true. And everything has a story. And that's what I was saying earlier about children being able to write. Every child has a story. If you're 2 years old or 5 or 10 or 15, no matter how old you are, where you come from, where you live and what you've seen and experienced, it's your story.
That's such a lovely message. Thank you so much. And you write it, and you get to write your own adventure, I guess.
Yes. Oh, that's a great way of saying it. You do. You get to write your own adventure. I like that very much.
Oh, well, you can have it. I'll give that to you. That's fine.
Thank you, Vic.
Well, Zoro, thank you so much for chatting to us. And we should say to everybody that Cherry Moon is out right now. Obviously, shops are closing a little bit, bookshops, but you could still grab things online. And so there's definitely lots of chances to still get Cherry Moon.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share a little bit of Cherry Moon with you and your fantastic audience.
Oh, thank you so much. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.